This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Girls, listen to this podcast and know that you are not alone. Lads, listen to it and please take notes. Let's face it, the vast majority of you need all the help that you can get. These are real life stories which actually happened to us and we are very, very honest. Maybe a little bit too much at times. So if you are easily offended, or an ex, or my dad, it's probably best to switch off now. Welcome to Men Not Boys, which is the straight talk and no-nonsense podcast about men getting it oh so wrong. Girls, it is happening to all of us. Don't we know it? So, my name's Rach and I'm going to be getting my best friend Melissa around every week and we're going to have a good old natter about men versus boys. Melissa, I've known every relationship, every in and out, every message, because you don't actually know what to reply to a guy.
You don't. Every single message any guy sends a girl, it will get screenshotted and sent to either a group chat or the best friend.
Yeah, 100%. It has to be, and your reply has to be okay, doesn't it?
It does.
Like, what do I say to this?
It does.
And it's like a full discussion that actually happens, and like, Melissa's my go-to for that. So Melissa, you know every single message I've ever sent to every guy, and vice versa. So you are the perfect person for us to discuss every stage in a relationship and the different experiences that we've had between men and boys in our lives. Because we've had a few, haven't we?
We have had more than a few.
So first off, welcome to Tinder. Okay, so you've just broken up with someone.
First thing you do is download Tinder.
Download Tinder. Download Bumble. Download every other app that any man can access you on.
Yeah.
Put yourself out there.
Put all the sexiest pictures on Instagram. When I became single last, I posted a picture of me saying, I'm single, slide into my DMs. How keen can you get? I had just been cheated on, so.
That's one way to do it. If not, you just download Tinder or, you know, Bumble or one of those or all of them. Or Hinge is a new one, Hinge now, which is really weird.
Well, Bumble's new to me. That's how long I have not been single for.
Oh, really? You don't know Bumble?
I've never used
Bumble. Is where the girls have to talk first.
Really?
Yeah. So it's.
I don't ever like that.
It goes against everything I believe in because I totally believe it should be the guy.
Yeah.
So no, I'm not into Bumble.
You know, equality and all that.
Hinge should be called Unhinged because it's literally weirdos. Like the
online is full of weirdos anyway. You might just get one nice one. You never know.
Do you think we just attract the weirdos, or do you think we make them weird?
Are you on Hinge?
I've been on Hinge.
Does that make you a weirdo too?
That's what I mean. I'm on Tinder too. Am I someone's weird Tinder date story? Probably. But yeah, so you've just broke up with someone. You've downloaded everything. You make yourself feel a bit better. It's a bit of a confidence boost.
Yeah.
Men telling you that you're fit, even though you feel crap. So what's the difference between you swiping right and swiping left?
First things first. You've got to have a picture where it's just you. Any group picture, you're just going to get a straight no.
True that.
Absolutely not. Because it's the worst when you're like, which one in the picture are you? And they're the ugly one. It's just so annoying. It's
and you've
like,
already made that conversation then, so they think
just,
you're keen.
Can't you unmatch or just ignore them?
Yeah, well, I just tend to ignore them.
I ignore them too.
I feel like unmatching's a bit brutal.
Yeah, no, but that's good. I've just never figured out how to do it.
Yeah, so I agree with you on the group picture thing. It is annoying, especially if they're all group pictures.
It is.
Or there's like always the same two people on every picture.
Do you know what I do like on Tinder, which I find most men do, but only if the tall is put the height on it. If they've got like 6'2", I'm like, okay. But if they've got like 5'10", I'm like, oh.
Do you know what everyone always says on Tinder now? I know you're not really on it now, but now it's like, this is really important on here, I know, and they put their height.
Yeah.
Like, it seems to be like a new running thing.
Well, I've got male friends who are on Tinder, and the amount of girls, like the first like conversation they have, they always ask, how tall are you? Because there is nothing worse than turning up to a date with heels on and you're taller than the guy. That has happened to me quite a few times. And it is so embarrassing because I'm quite tall. So
you are? You're what, 5'7"?
5'7" plus heels. Then
I know. So you're like,
you know,
hitting
you're touching
6 foot.
6 foot, yeah.
Yeah, I totally. It tends to be a running theme. Like if we go through Tinder now, I swear.
But can you imagine if guys asked us, well, what size clothes are you? We'd be so offended.
It's true. But do you know what? That's just the difference in life, isn't it? Some things. Yeah. Are acceptable to ask.
Like,
some
I'm 32 double D, size 8. Imagine that on your profile.
Do you know what though? My personal trainer, he told me that he turned up to a Tinder date once and that she told him that she was like a size 8. And when she turned up, she was like a size 20 and he didn't recognize
20?
Her. Yeah.
No, that's a major catfish. That's a TV show worthy now.
Fully catfished. Do you think you've ever been catfished?
Yeah, when people like tie the good in bed and then they're not.
I think
talk to you. Maybe they give all this chat and then you're like, oh, that was disappointing.
Maybe that's a difference of opinion. Maybe they think they're good in bed and maybe they don't realise
it. Squid's usually a giveaway of shit. I hope my dad doesn't ever listen to this.
Yeah, so profiles. I find on profiles the most annoying thing is when they literally like hide their face on every picture, or they're just body pictures.
If they put a body picture up and crop the head out of it, that's like, what I mean. Is that even you?
Or they have like just underwear on with the outline of their dick in it, and it's like that ain't enticing.
Like. Oh, I like that.
So you'd say right for a dick outline.
Not for a dick outline if the face is in it, and that was good looking too.
So now you're on Tinder right now, Melissa. You're doing a bit of research for us. What is the worst picture you think you could see on Tinder? Like you had to choose one worst picture.
Do you know what? I'd probably say a selfie.
A selfie?
I don't like it when guys take selfies.
Not even in the car. I don't mind them in the car.
I mean, in the mirror, I just don't like it.
Yeah, mirror selfies are not great on guys.
Not, oh, that one with the bloody filter on it, the stupid ears. I mean, but just take a nice picture where you're smiling.
Do you know what else is infuriating? All these sunglasses photos that I'm seeing.
I know, because everyone can look good in sunglasses. Like, you need to see someone's eyes.
Everyone looks fit in a pair of sunglasses.
Eyes are the window to the soul at the end of the day.
Oh, how romantic, Melissa.
I know. Eyes, that one thing I like about eyes is that they never age.
Well, they do, because you get crow feet.
No, not your eyeballs.
Yeah, so I think for me, the worst photo would be men covered in cats. People say they have cat ladies. What? Well, no, they have cat men too.
Oh.
I've spent too much time
on Tinder. Yeah.
So we've talked about pictures. What about descriptions? Like when they don't put a description, or
I like when they don't. Like, here's a description now that makes me a little bit sick.
Go on.
I'm a little bit crazy and too much loving and caring. Mostly. it doesn't even make sense. Well, get your English right when you put a description. I want a sweet and loving relationship.
Oh, no.
And then he's pulling one of them faces. You know, when a man tries to look sexy, as he squints to the camera and his tongue's slightly sticking out.
Oh, my goodness. What is that?
Exactly. Well, that's a shitty description.
He looks like a sausage.
In fact, here's a good description. Here's my Instagram, so you can have a proper good read.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, put your Instagram up.
He's a good one for you. Okay. Look, I'm getting all these good ones. Oh, cricket.
Oh, no, I know him. I speak to him. No, I've spoken to him for years. And he's really fit, but my God, he is boring.
Is he?
He's the most boring person ever. Like, I can't cope with him. Like, he's so fit, but I don't see him as that fit anymore because of how boring he is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for me, I can't bear no description because I'm like, tell me something about yourself. But I don't like it when they're really cheesy. Like, you reading that description then just made me feel a bit nauseous. But I think there's a difference between I want a relationship and I want someone to love and give the angels wings to who I feel.
That, you know, it's just like,
I want a relationship isn't offensive to me, but I also want the high on there because I can't be doing any more.
I've seen one before, no cranks need may apply.
Which is funny. Yeah, no cranks need may apply. Like, I don't mind stuff like that. I like it to be a bit funny. I can't bear deep stuff.
Overall, keep it short and sweet.
Well, yeah, but I don't think there's anything wrong. I think a man can say, I'm looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
And he can say, you know, I like to travel. But then he can say, and I'm also 6'4", because then he's going to get a swipe right.
Yeah.
But if he says, I want someone to share my evenings with.
Yeah,
I want someone
to stroke.
And watch the sunsets as I suck your toes. I'll be like, no,
You've got a real obsession with feet.
Yeah, because I get people literally
sucking your
obsessing
toes.
Over my feet on Instagram every day. It's weird. I've got one called Foot Don.
Oh my God, I've got him as well. Show me your feet.
Does he offer you money for feet photos? Yeah.
It'd be secretive, he tells me. No one will know.
Yeah, I get the secretive ones as well. Oh, I don't know. I like the height being on there. And if they've got a picture with a child, I like them to clarify that it's not their child. Because for me... But they always tend to seem to lie. Men lie to me about their kids, by the way.
Oh my God, do you want to hear a story about lying about kids?
Go on.
Okay, so, right. I was dating this guy. I'm not going to say his name, but he's from London, lived in Liverpool.
Yeah.
And he opened his laptop one day and his screensaver was this baby with him. I was like, oh, that's a cute baby. And he was like, oh, it's my sister's. Now, this guy was mixed race, but his sister was his half-sister and she was white. And I was like, that's a really dark baby. Yeah. So then I went home, went through his Facebook, right through his Facebook. And I found pictures of, people congratulating him about 9 months before this. I was like, what the hell?
Oh my God.
And then I dug deeper and deeper and deeper.
Because you are the ultimate stalker.
He had two Facebooks and I found like another one. And I found this girl with pictures of the three of them, like my family, and he was in it. So I sent him the pictures and he rang me and he went, I just didn't know how to tell you. I was like, so you just told me.
God.
So I was like, well, are you still with this girl or what? And he was like, well, kind of, yeah. I've been seeing him for like 6 months. This girl lived in London. He lived up north. And I was just like, wow. So then one day, the girl rang me. I was like, you've been seeing his name. Told me, I won't repeat it. And I had to tell her the truth, obviously. Like, I had to want people to tell me the truth.
Yeah, yeah, of course. So you told her?
I told him.
I don't blame you. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the chat, because we've gone through what profiles we're swiping right for, and now they're going to say hello. So have you ever had an opening line that has just made your toes curl?
Probably 9 out of 10 opening lines make my toes curl. Some of them are cringy as hell, but some of them do make you smile. Like, the first one I've just opened,
go on.
I kind of like, it's like, you're so gorgeous, that smile could win awards. I kind of like that. I'd never reply, but thanks for the compliment.
So you're not going to reply to that one now?
No.
Even though you like it? No. See, I've just gone on my Tinder and I found someone who I fully must have had like a 4-year conversation with, because I'm still scrolling up. And I think this is actually quite clever. I quite like this one. I feel like this is a man. Welcome to the last match you'll ever need. You are fire. How are you?
That is a good opening.
Isn't that good? Because it's a bit cheeky. It's not soppy and it's not vanilla. Like, hey.
Exactly.
Exclamation mark. And you think, is that exclamation mark winning for you? Because no, it's not winning for
exactly,
me.
Exactly, it's not. There's nothing to it. It's boring. It's like, what? You're showing new personality. It's like, that's mate, showing a bit of
300
humor.
People who've just said, hey, exclamation mark to me. You ain't standing out to no one yet.
Exactly.
So yeah, I'm just going through my Tinder right now and finding some more. This guy, Rachel, how are you doing? And then he's put, is that super like a mistake or...
And did you thinking, super like him?
I've never super liked anyone in my life, Melissa. So the answer is yes. Yes, that super like was a mistake. But can't break that to him and be like, no, actually, super liked you by mistake. So I just didn't answer.
Here's a chat up line. Do you like doggy style?
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
That's the end?
So
would you reply to that one, Melissa? Do you do doggy style?
Well, it's probably my favourite, yeah.
No, he's definitely a catch for you.
I'd say don't be rude or don't say anything sexual on an opening line. Complimenting someone's looks is fine, as long as you just don't do it in a creepy way.
Yeah.
Maybe throw a bit of humour in, but not some... Because something humorous can just be cringy sometimes if it's not funny.
Well, yeah, well, this guy here, he's actually trying to be a bit sarcastic, and I really hated it, actually. Rachel, you're attractive. You know how to dress, but you're on Tinder, so what's the catch?
Well I'd find that quite a compliment, because it's like, well, I am too good to be on Tinder. You're right. Thanks for noticing.
I got a bit of, like, oof about that one. But I feel like an opening line, it needs to be different. Maybe a bit funny, maybe a bit cheeky. That line is a very thin line, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Where very, people can very get offensive. Thin.
Oh my God, do you remember that guy I dated with the two-tone teeth, Melissa?
Oh yeah.
I've just found my chat with him. The guy with the two-tone teeth.
Is this the guy you brought out on the date when you made me come?
I made Melissa join me on a Tinder date because I couldn't get rid of him. Anyway.
The worst thing was he got a hotel in Liverpool as well.
I know, because he was from miles away. Yeah. That's why I was stuck with him. See, this one's quite good. He just wrote A, casual drinks, B, beer pong, C, get a golf, D, your choice, A, B, C or D, ?
Actually quite cute,
good,
yeah.
That, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I replied, B or C. And then he said, you took 6 months to reply. Yeah, that was my bad. Sorry, Jamie. I think that was his name. Yeah. Okay, so opening lines. We've established you want something confident, you want something funny, you need something you can reply to.
Yeah.
You need something, you know.
Something that shows your personality, shows you have a sense of humour. And isn't dull and boring. Like, don't make the girl sit there and think, what can I reply to that? Give her the answer kind of thing. Like, you just said about the picking options of what to do on a date. That is really good.
Yeah, like, pretty face only gets you so far. But then we're getting into the chat now. They've give you the perfect opening line. You've replied. What vibe do you need from the chat? Like,
you need good flowing conversation. If a conversation is not flowing easy and you're finding it hard to make conversation, it's probably not going to continue.
Yeah, I feel like the chat needs to be quite swift, though. I can't bear it when you're like 3 weeks down the line, you've been talking to the same guy and you're interested and
you're still on the first conversation.
Yeah, and you're like, ask me for my number.
Yeah, exactly.
Ask me for my number now.
Or just give me your number.
Yeah, or just, you know, offer to take me out. Yeah. Well, why are we still talking about what colour your dog is? Do you know what I mean? It annoys me.
Yeah.
I feel like they need to be quite swift moving. Like, I went on a date with a lad once who I never actually ended up pursuing because it turns out my friend's husband got cheated on by this guy. Anyway, so my friend's husband, he had an ex-girlfriend and she cheated on him with this guy.
How the hell does that even relate to you?
Because then it's like, how can I bring him into my friendship group?
That is a very confusing story.
Yeah. But with him, okay, so this guy who I met on Tinder, he was very swift. He was just like, hey, I like you. Let's meet up. When are you free? And I felt like that was a very manly thing to do, to just be like, I want to take you out because I know that you're not going to be on the market for very long, even though I'm still on the market.
I've had that once. It's like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Would you like to go for dinner?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Go straight to it. Like, I feel like little boys will
beat around the bush,
fluff around the conversation and just sort of keep playing with it. And it's like, guys, I don't have time. Like, I'm aging day by day here. Take me on a date. Let's see if we like each other.
But let's get married.
Like, I think that is a difference 100% in the chat, how quickly they move things along.
Yeah, that's true.
Because actually, no one wants to be online dating for ages unless you're just new to the game and think it's all exciting and keep crying and wanking.
And also,
over.
It's boring having the same conversation with people, having to explain where you live, what you do, where you're from, over and over again. It's best just to focus on like one or two people, get to know them, and whichever one like tickles your fancy, go on a date with
them.
Go
straight with it.
So if you beat around the bush for too long, you'll end up going out with someone else.
Yeah, you're already dating someone else.
If you're
anything
like me, you'll end up in a relationship within an hour.
Well, yeah, Melissa's very fast moving. But if you like, so a little boy will like still be talking to you 3 weeks later and you've been on three dates with three different men at this point. Exactly. So it's not who you like. And this guy is still talking to you about his favourite flower or his dog.
I have one of these before on Tinder because he's like, this guy's like, oh, you've disappeared.
Yeah, that's the problem. Those girls need to remember to reply too.
Yeah, that's one of my issues.
Yeah, it's funny. Why are you letting yourself laughing? What have you just
laughed? I'm looking at one of my messages somewhere else.
Go on, hit me with it.
Do you want to see my opening line?
Yeah.
It's a gif of like someone
the
just
girl
taking
on
a
Mean Girls. She's
not
on
Mean Girls. It's Matilda, the teacher, taking her glasses off and looking seductively at the person.
Miss Honey?
Miss Honey, yeah.
That's a bit weird, thinking Miss Honey looking seductively. Wow, Melissa, smooth. That's all I'm saying, smooth. So we're discussing men versus boys. So you've met them on Tinder, they've give you a cracking profile, great opening line, they've got your number, they're taking you on a date. You've been dating for a few weeks, imagine.
Yeah.
At what point do you expect that guy to delete his Tinder? Like, when is the right time? Do you admit it? Do they admit that they ever delete Tinder? This is the thing.
I think it comes up in conversation at some point. Like, are you still talking to other people? Do you still have Tinder? They still may have Tinder, but do they go on it? Do they talk to people? Are they arranging to meet anyone else? Have they met anyone else?
Yeah.
It's like, you have to have that conversation at some point.
It's the exclusivity chat, I think.
It has to be. Yeah, it is the exclusivity chat, and it has to be their decision to do it. Otherwise, if it's you force them to do it, then they may as well have just kept it because they have to want to do it.
Do you know my ex-boyfriend, and thinking about it now, how thick am I? I remember we went out to Manchester and he said to me, you're still on Tinder. I was on Tinder the day and I saw that you were on Tinder and then he made me feel rubbish for still being on Tinder.
No, he was on Tinder.
But then he was obviously on Tinder.
Wow.
So no, we obviously didn't have that chat very well.
I think once you have the exclusivity chat and you say you're exclusive, you both should take it upon yourselves to go on and delete Tinder. And you know, if people know that you're dating and stuff, it will get back to you if they're still on it.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
true.
If you have a feeling that they are, just re-download it one day and have a look. And one of my friends was dating someone and he actually unmatched with her so she couldn't see when he'd last been on because he was still on there. That is sneaky. Like, that's when you should end a relationship.
Oh my goodness. But then if she goes back on Tinder, then she's...
Well, you can go on Tinder to stalk to see if the other person is. I think that's acceptable. But then they could say, I was on there to stalk if you want. It could be like back and forth.
Oh my God. I think See, I don't know. It's strange because I've never really got into a relationship with someone off Tinder. It's always been like disastrous. But I think if you're, the minute you're exclusive with someone, or the minute you've slept with them, I really think that it should be.
That's true.
If you've slept with them and you both still carry on seeing each other, it should be like, all right, we're off Tinder now. Yeah. The exclusivity chat for me is when it needs to go. And that needs to be part of the exclusivity chat. But I think, I do think there's nothing better than like when it, when you see a guy and he goes, right, I've deleted everything Tinder, and he just takes it upon himself to do that.
It's good when they bring it up and they say that, because usually the girls, as you said, get called psycho for bringing things like that up and wanting like that talk. Wanting that talk. So if they bring it up, that's a good thing.
Yeah. And that's a very manly thing to do, is take control of that situation. Yeah. And be like, I've took it upon myself to delete Tinder, because that's the thing, I think the difference between a man and a boy. A man will say, I want you and I want you to be mine, and I know that I want you. Where a boy will be like, I just want to keep my options open.
Yeah, exactly.
At all times, because someone a bit fitter might come along. Exactly. And you're like, yeah, all right, move on me. And I think that's the difference, especially when it comes to Tinder, which is so up and down as it is. You need a man to be like, you're the one I want.
Exactly.
I'm going
to
delete Tinder.
You went on there to find someone. You found them.
Yeah.
You have to get rid of it.
That's the difference, men and boys.
If they're still looking elsewhere, then let them. You just leave them.
Yeah.
I always say, there's some sort of saying. It's like, if you're with someone and you find someone else, don't ever fight for them. Just let them go.
Let them go. Person. Yeah, 100%.
So there's a saying.
Because if they wanted you enough in the first place, they'd never have looked for the second.
Exactly.
So yeah, I totally agree. And I think that's the difference. A man will say, I want you, pin you down and be like, that's it, you're mine.
Yeah.
A little boy, and there's so many little boys right now, Melissa, who all just want to keep their options open.
Right now, I just want something casual, like, just see how it goes.
And it's like, bitch, you'll miss my ass.
Yeah. Whenever they do that to me, I just do the same back.
Oh, but I'm off. I'm like, see ya.
No time for it these days.
Yeah. So, Melissa, I think we've done it. We've rounded up Tinder. We've talked about every aspect of it, from the profile to the opening line to the chat to the WhatsApp. So what have we established? Men, boys, we like profiles where they get straight to the point.
Not emotional.
No Snapchat filters.
No, definitely not.
Definitely put the height on there.
No group photos.
We like someone with a really good opening line, which is confident and it asks you a question.
Yeah. Just honest, straight to the point, and maybe a little bit funny.
No hate exclamation mark. And we like someone who gets straight to the point and tells you that they want you, they want to date you, and they delete their Tinder swiftly.
Yeah.
No game playing.
No.
Tell me you want me, and I'm yours.
Exactly. Well, not exactly, really, no.
So, ladies, it's probably happened to all of us. We all know the ins and outs of Tinder, and we want to know your stories. So if you do want to get in touch, tell us all about your Tinder disasters. You can contact us on email at mennotboys@soundrebel.co.uk. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate and review this podcast wherever you are in the world. And don't forget to check in next time, where we'll be talking all about meeting someone in real life. We've got a lot to talk about, don't we, Melissa?
Yeah, we do.
Excited.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like A Girl and a Gay in the Gym.
Hi, I'm Richie Swan, and this is Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and we're two of Liverpool's leading personal trainers.
This is our podcast, A Girl and a Gay in the Gym. It's a how-to guide of all things dieting and fitness. This isn't your normal boring fitness stuff, though. We're going to tell you how it is, no bullshit.
What's dieting?
Fuck me, I'm starving. Fuck me, I'm tired. Who the fuck are you looking at? Come over here, I want to eat you. That's what dieting is.
When I started my own little fat loss journey a couple of years ago, I've lost about 4.5 stone now, I think. Wow, mama was big.
I've got a group of girls on a Friday night. Rather than going out and having a drink, they've signed up to this 8-week course where it stops them from getting on it. Well, I went, where was it? I was out the other week. I went for a tie and I walked upstairs and there they all were. 2 hours after PT, and they were on the 5th bottle of Prosecco. Still in the gym kit.
A Girl and a Gay in the Gym from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.